Hello, and thank you for joining me. Once more, thank you so much. May God bless you. May God do you good. And I believe that you're prospering in the goodness of God and in the peace of God. Let me pray for you before we begin. Father, I thank you because of my listener today. I thank you because you are doing great things and perfect things in his life. In the name of Jesus, you are granting him or her the joy of God. You are granting him and her the peace in the name of Jesus. Today, as we speak and we look into your word, may your word lift us and may your word transform us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Karibu sana in the name of Jesus. If you're listening from all over the world, I just want to welcome you so much. And I want you to understand that God has a purpose for you. And I want you to know that even in this season, that Christ loves you. Christ died for you on the cross, and so that you can have eternal life. And I don't want us to concentrate so much on what is happening around us. It is good to pay attention, but again, let it not take away the focus. This month of April, we usually celebrate Easter, or we ought to celebrate Easter to celebrate the death. The way to celebrate the crucifixion, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's why I'm coming to you just to let you know that God loves you so much. You know, Jesus was a big man. He was not a big man because of position. He was not a big man because of anything, but because he had a big heart. And he was a giving man. He gave us everything that he could. He came to a place that He came to a place. He gave his only, his very life. And Jesus inspires me, and the word of God inspires me. And today in the book of Romans chapter 8, this word has changed me. This word has made me to think and about my God. It has made, as I was meditating on this word, I've just thought about how God is so merciful, how God is so precious, and how God is so loving. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 31, "What then shall we say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" And verse 32, the Bible says, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, hallelujah, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" You see, God is talking about, the Bible is talking about, if God is for us, who can be against us? One of the reasons that you should love God is that God is for you. And what is the proof that God is for you? He gave up Jesus just for you. And the Bible is saying he did not withhold Jesus Christ, but he gave him up for all of us. It doesn't matter from which country you're coming from, so long as you are on planet Earth, God gave up Jesus for all of us. And let me say this, when the land and the people of the land will accept the love of God, everything around them changes. Praise the name of the living God. So God loved the world. He extended that love to us. And I want you to understand that God is not withholding anything that is good from you. I just want you to rise up and I just want you to believe. Praise the name of the living God. You know, sometimes when I study the Bible and I look at the people and the examples we are given in the Bible, I get to be encouraged. And somebody like Paul said, you know, to die is gain. And to live, you know, it is also gain. You know, in this life, if you're in Christ Jesus, you don't lose anything. Praise the name of the living God. The Bible says, and all things are yours. And these things, they are good things. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. And the Bible says, Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, the Bible says, "I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." And then verse 2, the Bible says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good what is acceptable and what is perfect. So anything that God releases to you, because it is His will, the package of God's will, I want to assure you it is good, it is acceptable, and it is perfect. And that is according to the book of Romans. So the Bible is saying that He cannot withhold anything. He cannot withhold anything from you and from me, because it is a sign that He loves you. It's a sign that He is for you. God is for you. God is for me. Even in this season where the world is suffering, where people are shaken, I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to stay put that God is for me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? In the name of Jesus Christ, if God is for me, who can be against me? And today I came just to encourage you. I may not tell you so many things, but I just want you to know God is for you. God is for you. God is for you and your family. Joshua says, you know, as for me and my family, we shall serve God. It is because he realized that God has the power to defend me and my family. I want to speak to the people of the nations, from wherever nation that you're coming from and from whatever nation you're listening to me from. God is for you. And if God is for you, nobody can be against you. Stay blessed, stay lifted, stay loved, and stay connected. May the peace of God be with you. May the provision of God be your portion. And may grace unfold His love to you. In Jesus' name. My name is Pastor Paul. I love you.